The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. How beautiful that our Lord does not shame this man's brother. Right, we get the sense that his brother's standing right by him. He brought his brother, right, so our Lord will tell him what to do. Our Lord never uses the tactic of shame. Right? And he doesn't respond directly by saying, "Yeah, you know what, your brother's right, you should." He tells a parable, right? He points out the good, the beautiful, the true, to draw his brother's heart while showing him that which he ought to do in a different way. Okay, that's actually not what I want to focus on in my homily, though. One other point. There's something further than just greed that prevents this man from recognizing his brother's need. What is it? He is focused on the time when he will be able to eat, drink, rest, and be merry. He's living in the future and not in the present. Right, so his heart can't be in the present to recognize the needs of those around him. This is one of the things the evil one does, right? He never wants us to live in the present. He either wants us to constantly be looking at the past, right? Remember when you did that? Can you believe that you were that way? Or to be looking towards the future, right? Gosh, one day if I could get a new job, right? Or even things like, man, that vacation, right? If I could just get out of here, or the weekend. Man, the weekend, these people I'm working with, they annoy me. I can't wait to get away from them. When we're focusing on the future, we can't live in the present. And then we're discontent with the present. You're going to be much more annoyed with the people around you if you can't wait for the weekend. It's going to be very hard to do your job today if your mind is going towards, man, that vacation 3 months from now, then I'll be happy. May we ask for the grace to truly live always in the present, because that's where we encounter God. And it's only by living in the present that we can be attentive to those around us.